Coming up this weekend, the Karstens 1880 Farmstead over near Shelby will be celebrating their annual Karstens Farm Days, an opportunity for you to step on the farm and step back in time. It's their 41st annual Farm Days at the Karstens Farmstead, and we'll talk a little bit about that this morning. Terry Tornayton is a board member and a longtime supporter and joining us by phone here to talk a little bit about the activities here this morning. Terry, how is the farm?
Hi, Jim. Good. It's been a great year out here at the farm. There's been a lot of improvements. All those trees we planted last year have grown, and we're looking forward to a great weekend with lots of folks coming out here and enjoying the place.
Yeah, I guess every year I ask you that, and every year I keep expecting you to say, no, it's the same as it was 100 and some years ago.
Well, the history is strong out here, no doubt about that. But we keep working to improve it, and we think we've got a good thing going here. So everybody come out and see us.
Yeah, for folks who aren't aware, and I think a lot of folks around the area are, we call it the Karstens 1880 Farmstead because that's what it's meant to be, is a step back in time.
That's right. It is a living history museum, and we've got the original farm buildings, and then we've got a lot of great demonstrations and a lot of antique equipment that's going to be here for the whole weekend, starting with everybody wants to come out and have a good breakfast. There will be breakfast between 6:30 and 9. Pancakes and sausage will be hot and ready for folks to come out here both Saturday and Sunday and have breakfast. Church service kicks Sunday off at 9 o'clock on Sunday in front of the house, so people are welcome to come out here for worship to start the day on Sunday. And then after that, smoke starts rolling from tractors and flywheels start spinning and you name it. Every piece of equipment that's out here will be on display and in action, so don't miss the action for all weekend.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk about some of the key events that will be going on. You mentioned the breakfast, but there are plenty of opportunities to enjoy food during the weekend.
I was going to say I'm always a breakfast fan, so I started with that. But you bet, we've got some great home cooking, I'll say. Lots of different choices in the food stand between burgers and desserts. There's plenty of good stuff there. And I know you're an ice cream fan, Jim. Well, there's plenty of homemade ice cream that will be cranking away out here all weekend. So get your ice cream, and you just never know what the vendors will bring between homemade cinnamon rolls, pastries of different types, apple pies. There'll be all kinds of stuff out here people can buy and enjoy either here at the farm or take it home with them.
You bet. Well, friends of the Shelby Stone Arch Trail Committee always do their Friday night pulled pork sandwich meal, and Saturday night you've got the traditional Staley's chicken dinner that'll be going on. So, yeah, lots of good opportunities for folks to enjoy, and it's all meant to be family, so bring the family out and enjoy good food and don't have to worry about the cooking.
You bet. It's fun for all ages, and Shelby does, as a community, have a real nice bike trail, and for those friends of Stone Arch Trail workers, all the support that comes in for their dinner on Friday night really helps out with improvements and maintenance of the trail. And then for sure, Staley's Chicken is our big fundraiser for the farm operation and for all that we do out here during the year at the farm. So Friday or Saturday night's Staley's Chicken dinner will knock everybody's socks off because the guys from Staley's do a great job for us. And then we have homemade desserts from lots of board members here at the farm that will be bringing in those desserts. So it's going to be a fun night and a great opportunity for community fellowship, too.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we want to focus on some of the equipment and things that'll be we'll be focusing on during the weekend. And it's farm all year this year at the farm days. So farm all equipment is going to be what's featured?
I was going to say all the red tractor fans will definitely want to come out because I think there'll be a flood of farm all red all over the farm this weekend. And I think there's a lot of pride in those tractors, a lot of work being done with them still because they're still running strong from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and even before that. So they'll be doing field demonstrations. I'm sure they'll be, you know, out hauling grain away from the threshing machines when we're threshing this weekend. There'll be plenty of work for those farm all to do. But there's also orange, there's also green, there's also yellow tractors. We'll have plenty of those out here as well for everybody to take a look at. And remember when, whatever that tractor was like back on the farm when you grew up, it's going to probably be out here in some shape or form being used this weekend.
Terry, how many, do you get a lot of folks? Are there a lot that come out and bring their equipment with them?
Yeah, last year we had over 200 pieces of equipment and tractors on display, and I suspect we'll be there again this year because I think the forecast, unless your radio station forecast looks different than what I saw maybe on TV this morning, I think we're going to have a darn nice weekend. So a couple hundred pieces of equipment between tractors and other implements, and then a few vintage cars and trucks usually show up, and there'll probably be many miscellaneous things. There's always a lot of little hit-and-miss engines that just make some noise, and they used to be helpful around the farms for doing lots of different chores, but little engines on display, and there's always the unique motorcycle that shows up or some other motorized thing that is around here at the farm, and everybody enjoys those things, and it just kind of gives some more character to Karsten's Farm Days.
Well, and it lights up the parades, that's for sure. It makes some more noise.
You know, that parade is a hit for everybody. Doesn't matter what age they are, but between 2 and 3, both Saturday and Sunday, the driveway will be full of all kinds of unique things and lots of power on display. So having a chance to sit out here under, like I said, our shade trees are growing, and there'll be a good parade both days for people to enjoy.
All right. Well, it's always fun, to, as you said up front, to hear the noise, see the smoke, and get those things cranked up again. But there's plenty of other stuff to do there, too. You've got a quilt show. It looks like you've got crafts and plants and all kinds of things.
I was going to say the quilt show is always a hit, and I think there's usually 60 to 80 quilts. It'll be a nice one out in the event building that we have here at the farm. Then, yeah, there is plenty of other vendors around. From homemade food items, honey, plants. If anybody needs their mums for this fall, maybe this weekend's a chance to buy them from the plant vendor that comes out here to the show. There's plenty of other unique things, whether it's, you know, knitted hot pads or it's homemade aprons. There's a chance you can find those out here. So lots of talent on display with our vendors bringing out their wares, and we certainly want to support them, and hopefully everybody can come and find something that they need at their house.
All right. Very good. Terry, what does it take? I mean, how much time and effort, and I know you spend a lot of money on the farm, but how do you keep it in the condition when it's, you know, it's showcased like once a year, and then otherwise it's a lot of work that's done?
So the board always has a great vision for how to maintain buildings, and we kind of have a rotation or a cycle of things. Occasionally Mother Nature moves the building up on the cycle because we get a windstorm and we end up with a roof that needs some repair, and that leads to, you know, fixing up the corner that got damaged many years ago and the building gets improved. But we just have a lot of volunteer help that comes out. There's a crew of about 15, 20 mowers that routinely come out and mow the 5 acres or so, which is the building site at the farm, and it looks really good out here. Everything's trimmed up, and you know, anybody would be proud to live on this farm, but it's not one person's farm, it's everybody's farm. So everybody come out and take a look at what all has gotten done and what continues to make us proud here in Western Iowa.
Yeah, you betcha. And it's pretty inexpensive to come out and enjoy the weekend.
You bet. It's $10 at the gates, and kids 9 and under are free to get in. So we appreciate everybody's support at the gates because that does help us as well as what we raise in money for the Staley's Chicken Dinner on Saturday. So our communities around the farm are very helpful, but we certainly invite our friends from throughout the KJN listening area all the way, you know, into Nebraska and Missouri if they want to come and join us for the weekend, because this is something to see and it's a pretty special place.
And this is your primary fundraiser for the year?
The show is the big event. I mean, we have smaller events. You know, the ice cream social happened earlier in August. See, we have a theme of ice cream. Everybody likes ice cream out here. So, between this weekend and the early in August ice cream social, we're hitting it pretty hard with ice cream, but the show is the big fundraiser, and we certainly appreciate everybody's support.
Yeah, you bet. Well, so many folks come out during the weekend to enjoy the show on the 9th and 10th, but you were telling me, too, you got a whole bunch of school kids that go through there.
Well, we know that we're not going to be here forever, and we're caretakers of this place, and we want the next generation, or the generations to come to know about Carstens and about farm life. So we do have Kids Day on Friday, and yeah, we have over 500 kids that will be on the farm all day on Friday, experiencing a lot of different demonstrations. And there are special things on Friday because it's kind of a unique day that we have, and the schools are great support from near and far around here. So we're looking forward to that day. And again, the forecast looks good, so we'll take it.
Very good. $10 a day for admission to get in. Everyone 9 years and older, and Sunday worship on Sunday morning, in addition to all the other things that we talked about here as well, including all that great food that you can enjoy. You never have to leave the grounds once you get there if you want to spend the day. So come early, stay the day, and enjoy a step back in time for the 41st annual Carstens Farm Days there near Shelby. And Terry, pretty easy to find.
Absolutely. Interstate 80, exit 34, head south and look for the signs.
All right, very good. Hope a lot of folks do that. Terry Tornayton's been with us here this morning talking a little bit about this year's Carstens Farm Days. Hey, Terry, thank you so much for what you and the rest of the board members and volunteers do to make this living treasure continue.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see a big crowd this weekend.